When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is now January 28th, 2024. The 2024 Royal Rumble. It has concluded. We have our winners. We have some pretty clear plans for WrestleMania. We have some other things that are pretty clear right now that are not going to be happening at WrestleMania. And there's just an infinite number of things to talk about, from the Vince McMahon lawsuits and allegations. We are going to have press conference notes. For full disclosure, my travel had been booked out of Tampa for several weeks. This weekend is my grandmother's birthday weekend. I wanted to get the hell out of Tampa to enjoy that as well. But I wanted to bring you guys a post show from here at home. But Fightful does have John Alba at the press conference representing us. He will be asking about the lawsuit, the allegations. We'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about an awful lot of stuff here on this show. You're going to get more backstage news than anywhere else, because FightfulSelect.com had one of the biggest scoops days of all time. We'll just pat ourselves on the back as we go throughout that. But $5 a month, FightfulSelect.com, $54 a year gets you there. And if you don't feel like sitting through the presser, we're going to have notes. Thanks to our great moderator, Luis, who is going to be handling a lot of this. I am going to do the smart thing that I should have done earlier on and make sure that our chat is in slow mode, because I definitely should have made sure to hit that one up a little bit earlier on. But we've got just so much to talk about. Only four matches, which, you know, is a smooth 4 hours still. Man, there's just so much to get into. You can get your super chats and humper chats, and you may say, what the hell is that? We get a lot of chats here. If you want your question or statement read on the air, donate to Fightful, publicly fund us. We got awards to pay for. These bad boys, look at them. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. Super chats here at youtube.com/Fightful, or you can go to humperchats.com. That's hump like a camel's hump, or hump like you're humping. Whatever you please, whatever gives you pleasure, my friends. That gets your questions or statements right on the air. And again, we do have more backstage news than anybody out there. We're very proud of our track record here, especially with a lot of stuff today. A reminder, this Wednesday, January 31st, 6 p.m., it'll be before AEW Dynamite, the second annual Fightful Awards. Listen to these bad boys. These are heavy duty. We got about 30 of those to pass out. We are going to have probably upwards of 10 to 12 acceptance speeches from some of your favorite wrestlers. I think something like 15 to 20 different awards ended up having acceptance speeches from across all companies. I'm very excited about that. It's something we're very passionate about. Myself and Denise Salcedo will be hosting 6 p.m. Eastern this Wednesday. Come join us. It's going to be just so much fun, and help support us. And I want to say thank you to our great sponsors that have helped us pay off the incredible cost of these, because when I got those made, I said I wanted something to let the talent know that we cared about them. Dude Yemzy says, why is green shirt guy at the presser? Buddy, I don't have a clue. I don't know anything about him. I wish I did. P. People ask me all the time. Somebody asked me today. Tim says, happy birthday to your grandma. Thank you so much. The big 8-0. KE775 says, do you think both the chamber matches are the number one contender matches for Mania? Maybe. It would make sense, right? It would make sense to do that. And then CM Punk has to battle through something. But we're going to be talking about CM Punk a lot later on. That's for damn sure. CK Sia says, hey, Sean, really enjoyed the video on Fightful covering CM Punk's departure and return. By the way, guys, we are stepping up our YouTube content. We did a sit-down video in this studio, 7 things I would change about the Royal Rumble. We did a 3-plus-hour video about stories from the Royal Rumble from all your favorite wrestlers. Those are here on YouTube.com/Fightful, but we did a 40-plus-minute video on CM Punk leaving WWE and coming back. He says, were you surprised by no MJF appearance? No, I wasn't. I've been saying it as long as I possibly could. I believe he signed. I can't say on the record that he is, because he's smarter than an awful lot of people that don't want their contract status out there. He won't tell anybody. And that's a good way to keep it out. If you just don't tell anybody, or make sure nobody else tells anybody if you're signed or not, nobody can really definitively report that. Van Twinblade says, Women's Rumble was better than the men's. Big Gay Brunch 8 was better than the whole show. Effie kissed Mason and pinned him. Shout out to my friend Chris Riddle, who did commentary on that show as well. But also a shout out to our great partners at BetOnline, who are allowing us to bring you this show. Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about BetOnline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best, from cutting-edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of, all major sporting events are covered by BetOnline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. BetOnline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. BetOnline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly. Check them out. They probably had the Cody mentioning Sean Ross Sapp odds at about -5,000. Yeah, I saw Cody today, by the way, guys. Here's a little secret, guys. Cody and I are friendly. We did an interview today. Gave me a nice hug. He said he called me out about memes that I send him. I send him memes that I think are funny about him not finishing the story all the time. It's funny. I'm sorry. I'm a bit of a troll, but thank you for everybody, all 500,000 of you in the chat letting us know. While you're here, please leave a thumbs up on the video. We greatly appreciate that. Just a shout out our sponsor, BetOnline.ag. The top three in the Royal Rumble, they had listed as Cody Rhodes, CM Punk, Gunther this past week. The women's side, number one was Bayley, who ended up winning. Number three was Jade Cargill. Pretty damn good at BetOnline.ag. I also want to shout out another sponsor that we're not going to be reading tonight, but Blue Chew. They hit me up, their reps hit me up, and they said, in light of some of the things going on right now, they didn't want us to do reads on shows that could discuss Vince. And I thought that was a good move. I just wanted to say publicly, even though this was a major show for them to sponsor, obviously, and they're not affecting our deal whatsoever, but they said from a moral standpoint, or at least the reps said that probably a better idea to not do that here. So we thank them for that. Sage says, Sean gets called out by Cody in the presser. Somebody hit me with an actual quote. I'm here right now. I got everybody texting me right now. He said he's seen a lot of memes and GIFs, and his buddy, who he won't name, but it rhymes with Sean Ross Sapp, sent him one. Yeah, I troll Cody occasionally. Here's the deal. I'm trying to get scoops from everybody, right? That's the line of work I'm in. So I'll casually ask people stuff. With Cody, there's a 99% chance that anytime I ask him anything, I get a picture of his dog back. There you go. Wag says, I know the Rumble is over, but any chance Mercedes still shows up? Listen, I took my victory lap. She is going to AEW, guys. She is going. I've suspected that she signed. I think it's going to become abundantly clear within a few weeks that she has signed. I don't think it'll be outright announced. I think that listening to myself and Andrew Zarian is a very good course of action on that reporting, and I'm very proud of the reporting we've done at FightfulSelect.com. Pat ourselves on the back there. Eloquent says, I love that neither Rumble had any old-timers. You know, that's an interesting one, too. There weren't any old-timers in it. Bad Robot says, happy birthday, SRS's grandma. Appreciate the Fightful community and all you and everyone does at Fightful, especially times like these when the coverage isn't about something fun. I mean, in a perfect world, I would love to only be able to cover fun things, but you know what? It's the job. It's the job. And I'm surprised it took us this long to get a Vince question, but Lord Zypher says, just want to say thank you for all that you do. All the Vince stuff, I know it might get daunting, but the Rumble scoops were awesome. I also enjoy watching you dunk on losers on Twitter. Never change. I'm not going to say I'm not going to be doing that, but I'll be doing less of it. Less of it in the future. And I'll be instead interacting on FightfulSelect.com a whole lot more. I'll be living in my little echo chamber. So let's talk about the Royal Rumble, the actual Royal Rumble, the women's Royal Rumble. We start off with Natalia. I got the opportunity to speak with her this week. It was a good time. We talked about the Hart family movie. FightfulSelect.com reported about that. She was mentioning to me that, you know, she saw the Iron Claw and she's long wanted to do a movie like that. So I'm hoping it happens. I think it could be a big success. But number two, let's do that one again. FightfulSelect.com reported about 3 weeks ago that Naomi Trinity Fatu was set to finish up with TNA Wrestling and rejoin WWE in the Royal Rumble. She did that, and she had an extensive appearance in there. I'm going to pull up the actual stats there, but, I mean, she spent an awful lot of time in that Royal Rumble, and I think that that's a way to reestablish her. It's been a couple of years. Over an hour and 2 minutes she spent there and had two eliminations. Another story that we reported on FightfulSelect.com sort of involved Naomi Trinity. It was Jordynne Grace. We had reported that WWE was doing some outside the box things regarding the Royal Rumble and had reached out to other companies. FightfulSelect.com had the full story the moment she walked out of the curtain. She is under TNA contract. Chris says, is there a partnership between TNA and WWE? In this situation, yes, there is. She came in, she hugged Naomi Trinity. They just had a couple of really good title matches a couple weeks ago, and then they slugged it out. Jordynne Grace looked like a star. Naomi had a phenomenal return to the ring. Phenomenal return to the ring for WWE. But this naturally brings up questions about both of them. Naomi, to the best of my knowledge, is headed back to WWE. She said her goodbyes. Jordynne Grace is staying in TNA. She's under contract. This is a little bit different than the Mickie James situation. Even though she had the Knockouts Championship as well, Mickie James was quick to say, well, I never really had a contract. Jordynne Grace does. Fightful Select reported that she went and got, well, first off, she got asked about it last weekend. Got her blood work done on Monday, went to rehearsals on Thursday, and did the Rumble and looked great doing it. She got eliminated with a KOD on the apron, which was just a great world-beating move. If you're going to beat somebody else's world champion, take one of your most dominant wrestlers, like Bianca Belair, do her finishing move on the apron. And there you go. I do wish Jordan would have got some eliminations. I think she should have. I think that she should have lasted longer. But, I mean, this is a great start, right? This is something that 10 years ago, did you think this was ever going to happen? Well, maybe 10 years ago because it looked like TNA might go out of business. But Matt Hennessy says, so glad to see Andrade and Naomi back in WWE. Jade Cargill has been made a star after her debut. Solid PLE, really like to finish a KO and Logan. We'll pat ourselves on the back. FightfulSelect.com. Best $5 in the business also reported. Who didn't we report at this point? Tiffany Stratton, Jade Cargill, Carmelo Hayes, even though it was pretty heavy-handed. Blair Davenport was on hand as well, I'm told. So that's an interesting one. I'd like to find out if she was an alternate or not. Rock Hard Joel Wood says, I like that they gave Naomi the two spots so she could get her full entrance and soak in that moment. Yeah, that entrance is important, and her hair had the Naomi in it. That was so cool. And I'm hoping that this era realizes what they have with Naomi in many capacities, in the merchandising capacity and the story capacity. Because I look at Naomi, and then I look at Jimmy Uso, and I look at the story that Jimmy Uso is in. And who's one person that would have more say over influence on Jimmy Uso than Naomi? How are you going to say no to Naomi? How could Jimmy go against Naomi? Or maybe Naomi is like, no, I've got the solution here. I've got the way to fix this family. Say Justice says, haters gonna hate no matter what.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Y'all rock. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Jared says, the Women's Rumble proved that WWE need to heat up the mid-card and elevate some women to the main event status. Lots of girls got crickets and get better themes. These two Rumble matches showed me that you do need at least some bigger screen to highlight the names of people. Because anymore, they don't do actual Titantrons, right? They do the big screens with people's names on it. And that basically prompts you to say, here's who this is. However, I like the minimalist sets. The thing that became abundantly clear to me in this was first off, it was clunky. A lot of the spots didn't end up working. I did enjoy the Women's Rumble, but there were an awful lot of spots that didn't work. Unfortunately, Ivy Nile had a few of those, but what stood out to me the most was I tweeted 4 weeks ago, I want to see Ivy Nile versus Jordynne Grace. Then we saw the double suplex spot. And to me, that was more important than, you know, a couple of the spots that were misstepped or whatever. The Maxine spots were very rough. They were very rough. And, you know, we came out of an era where a lot of the female wrestlers were put in a position without extensive or appropriate training. I don't know what that is here, but she had a match with Rhea Ripley that was not good. She had a spot with Bayley that was not good. I'm hoping she can turn it around, but so far, these have been a couple of pretty glaring spots on big stages too. And you got to hope that she gets better at it. And if she's actually working with the guys like Tozawa and Chad Gable, I think that she can turn it around, or maybe accentuate her positives and don't have her doing tilt-a-whirl, head scissors, and stuff like that. You think we'll see any WWE wrestlers in TNA? I don't see why not. If Charlie Dempsey could go to All Japan, why the hell can't somebody go to TNA, right? TNA would love to use like a Baron Corbin. You kidding me? You kidding me? Give me Baron Corbin versus Steve Maclin. Give me that match. I would love to see Baron Corbin versus Josh Alexander. I would love to see Baron Corbin versus Speedball. I think that would be a great match. Imagine Speedball reversing the End of Days. It'd be incredible. It'd be incredible. Sam Mackey, about the stutter there, says, Jordan Grace hinted at not being the last time the WWE Network or WWE Universe will see TNA. Who do you think, or what else do you think will come of this partnership? Well, I'm hoping that next year it involves a Gail Kim Royal Rumble appearance, and I don't know if I'm speaking for her, but I mean, she is sincerely an all-time favorite of mine and somebody that I really adore the work that she's done, and a person that I can say I'm proud to know, because she was speaking out about a lot of the ills of WWE a long time before other people. I'll tell you a person that I think would and should be a really, really big, bright sign of saying, this is where we're going. Eric Young should make an appearance in WWE if he's comfortable doing it. There were a lot of people around WWE that said, I will never work for Vince again, with, around, for, etc. I will never fault somebody for not just up and quitting their job, because that's a lot, man. It's how they make their living. Eric Young, though, didn't hesitate. I do have, I don't lose any respect for anybody that didn't, but I gain an awful lot of respect for Eric Young saying, I'm not working for that piece of shit. I ain't working for that guy. He's horrible. I've heard the stories. I ain't working for him. I've got an incredible amount of respect for Eric Young. I would love to see him in some sort of Royal Rumbles, or not even Royal Rumble spot, just something. Just have him come in. And I think he's on a handshake deal too. Rock Hard says, do you see the relationship continuing? I love the face-off with Grace and Bianca. Oh my God. Hey, see if you can borrow Jordan Grace for WrestleMania. For the love of God, please do that. Please do that. Tamel says, Bianca, Naomi, Jade, next WWE women's faction. That'd be kind of cool. Dave Little says, Chelsea Green was awesome tonight. Chelsea Green, man, she is such a TV star, right? Like, when you see her, you just say, she's a TV star. That was very evident in Impact Wrestling when she was Laurel Van Ness, and it's become even more evident now. She did the 5-second elimination last year. This year, she did a spot where she kept getting hit. It was almost like a cartoon. She plays off of it so well. She's such a good TV character, and Piper did really, really great there as well. There was this spot with Kairi Sane. I would love to hear what you guys, whether it be in the comment or the live chat, think was supposed to happen, or if it was supposed to happen like that. She ended up going over the top and holding her arms there and briefly saved herself, but then got knocked off. And I was like, what elements were supposed to actually happen and not happen? Because she had it for a little bit. She didn't have both feet on the floor, but then all of a sudden just womp. As reported on Fightful Select, Jade Cargill made her debut. She had a really great showing, honestly. Just a really good showing. Eliminated two wrestlers. I had somebody say, I thought it was three. Naomi technically eliminated Becky Lynch, because this cool-ass elimination where it's basically the atomic whip, and then it's Naomi sent through the ropes and kicks Becky. Ooh, that was good. That was so good. But Jade eliminated Naomi, who lasted over an hour, and Nia Jax, who eliminated 8 women. Nia Jax is having the best run of her career right now. Bar none, having the best run of her career. Playing off the audience. And I know some people will say low bar. It doesn't matter. I'm enjoying her run right now. Can't say that I was necessarily expecting that. Now, I did talk to her this weekend. She said she was shocked last year there was a shirt made for her. Or was it last year, the year before? Whenever the hell it was, she was shocked there was a shirt made for her. And she did get, okay, so she, it was last year, because she confirmed to me that she, how should I put this? Basically told WWE to get lost a couple of years ago when they asked her to do the Rumble. She was a really a joy to interview, but I thought that she did good tonight. I think she's been doing good so far. I think it makes sense to have her face Rhea at Elimination Chamber as well. Auntie Collins, our good friend, says, have so many Jordan Grace matches versus WWE roster fantasy booked in my head. Best women's Rumble match. I don't know if I would consider it the best, but I did really enjoy it. Despite some of the things that I did mention earlier on, I thought that it was really, really good. Chelsea Green for Money in the Bank says CJ Dar. I don't know if that'd be a spot where she fits right now. Ajay Coleman says, I think Gail Kim is a guarantee considering some family members were even so anti-Vince. I don't think anything with Gail. I don't want to speak for Gail. Personally, I respect her too much to speak for her after the way that she was treated by WWE. So I don't want to speak for her. Dream Ninja says, wow, the Women's Rumble was amazing. Jade looked like a megastar. Lifted Nia easily. Jordan showed she's a star. Naomi was amazing, and Bayley deserved it. Bad Robot says, had two friends over to watch the Rumble who haven't watched wrestling in years. They loved Chelsea and Jade. It's always interesting to see who stands out, right? Always interesting. Eloquent says Jordan and Jade should have faced off. I think they would save that one. Save that one for sure. Parker Hines says the women's match humped. Loved seeing Grace and Jade. I thought the surprises they had were appropriate tonight. I thought they did a good job. They mixed in some NXT, but didn't lean too heavily on it. They brought in a debuting name. And had a TNA name. Like, that's not every day you see something like that. KE775 says, what was the point of the Nia Becky build to the Rumble? Then no payoff unless they're doing the match at a later date. Well, because that was a big match in of its own. Becky and Nia was a singles match that never happened, but had an incredible build behind it. So you've got to do that at some point. You can't just not do it. But also, if Bayley goes towards Io, well, Rhea's got to have an opponent that can still help develop things. And I don't know how many of you know this, but Nia was born in Australia. That makes an awful lot of sense there, because I don't know how much time she spent there, but they can certainly play off of it. Crazy101 said, saw your tweets talking shit about the Mercedes thing, and it was chef's kiss. Listen, I will never be a jerk to you first on the internet, but if you're a jerk to me, I'm probably going to bookmark it. And if I don't dunk on you immediately, you're going to be made to look stupid, because there's no reason to be a jerk, period, especially over wrestling, because it's just dumb. But if you're one to me, sorry. Jonathan Corona says, love the finish of the women's match. Glad WWE let Jade use her music. Oh, that's her music. It's something she had produced. You know, it would be cool if the WWE used the Lone Wolf theme for AJ. I think they'd be more likely to use the Ready to Fly. But now AJ's WWE entrance is way more iconic than his TNA entrance or TNA entrance theme. Vic says, I'd send Ivy to TNA to face Jordan. She's not too big of a star yet, but make a valuable or very credible opponent. Yeah, I would send Ivy there to honestly headline a TNA pay-per-view against Jordan for the title. And Jordan can win. It doesn't hurt Ivy. Ivy, another person who is just wonderful to talk to. Just wonderful to talk to. Rock Hard Joel Wood says, I need the next World's Collide show to be TNA versus WWE. Ideally, that would be great. So Bayley wins the Royal Rumble. She was the Bet Online AG favorite to win the Royal Rumble. And when I was growing up, I didn't like repeat winners. Like, I didn't even like it when Stone Cold won back-to-back years. Now that I'm older, I see very clearly that was the right decision. He probably should have won 3 years in a row, 4 out of 5. The only one that he shouldn't have is when he was out with a broken neck, right? But I would have been okay with Becky winning. I would have been fine with that because of the nature of her direction. But Bayley winning is something that she deserves. A premium WrestleMania match for a title is something that she deserves. Deserves, and you'll have people say, not deserved, earned. It can be both. You can deserve things because you've earned them, because you haven't gotten them in the past. She's never gotten a Royal Rumble appearance. This woman carried WWE on her back through a lot of the pandemic. A lot of it. Singles, tag, anything. She was there for it. Talk segments, comedy, serious. Doesn't matter. She was there to do it. She deserved this. There was this incredible shot. And I wish I would have had it pulled up. This unbelievable shot of Liv Morgan, Tiffany Stratton, Bianca Belair, and Jade Cargill. And they cut around the ring, and Becky was doing the same. But it was just all four of them lined up against the barricade after having watched Bayley win. I already really love the Kevin Dunn era being done. Because, one, numerous reasons. Kevin Dunn just had some weird, weird propensities that he had. There were some things that, of course, he was very good at, but the cuts, zooms, shakes. I understand seeing some of the strikes tonight. Some of the wrestlers have gotten a little comfortable being light on them. I don't care. I'd rather see a light strike than a cut, zoom, shake. And what I really love is shots like what we saw of that. Those four, plus Becky on the other side, sitting out there. You've seen some of the popular pictures, which... it's now becoming a thing that some college kids are doing, so they'll get photographed doing it. But when a college player loses their bowl game or whatever that may be, you see them watching the other team's celebration. That's what this felt like. It added a lot of gravity to the match and importance to the match, and added an awful lot of, damn, I was almost this close. I was this close to getting the WrestleMania match. Four people who have been at completely different stages. Tiffany Stratton just getting started. Liv Morgan's been a world champion. Had to take a different route to get there, right? Jade Cargill just came from another company and debuted. Bianca Belair has been there, done that, and still was affected by it. Becky, been there, done that, still affected by that. I don't know if this was intentional, but whoever set this up did a really good job of showing you, whether you are from NXT, whether you are coming from AEW, whether you have been a champ before and are just coming back, or whether you have done it all, it matters. It matters not just that somebody won, but that a bunch of people lost. And I thought that was so important to do. Tim says, could we see Liv or Rhea at Elimination Chamber instead of Nia? I think it would be a better match. We could, but I think that Nia versus Rhea makes an awful lot of sense. I really do. I really do think it makes an awful lot of sense. I'll tell you what else makes a lot of sense. NordVPN. I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it. But I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet. Global server network. All that good stuff. That's great. But a big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy, all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network. Maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Have people ask me, what meme did I send to Cody? I sent him, after The Rock showed up, I sent him a picture of Nancy Kerrigan getting her knee taken out. And I said, do the right thing. That's what I said to him. Wag says, Sean, you do a great job. The only source I trust. $5 is a deal. Just know you're appreciated. Thank you so much. I'm trying to put that more in perspective than a lot of the negative. I think I've been doing better lately. But you can never please anyone. And after this week, I think it's pretty clear it's way more important stuff to worry about and to clean up in pro wrestling than, you know, than a lot of the trivial stuff. Like there are some systemic, just really, really deep seated and rooted gross things that have to be eliminated from wrestling. It has to be hammered down that the type of things that have been okay from guys like Vince McMahon and Johnny Ace aren't okay anymore. I'm going to ask our moderator, Luis, to see if he can get me some more highlights from the presser. Nick Hausman is asking about Cody about the exit of Vince. And he says that the wrestlers are reading the same stuff about Vince as we were reading. Nick Khan and the board took it seriously and acted immediately. He says the modern WWE crew is family. He's never seen a locker room like this. Very team-based, not fighting each other like most. Says tonight they were able to give 50,000 people something that wasn't terrible news. And I'll see what else has been said there regarding that situation. We'll keep you updated, guys. Nostradamus says, looking forward to Punk, Drew, Sammy, Gunther, Damian, Jay, number one contender elimination chamber match. Here's why I say no to one of those participants, Nostradamus. Because Gunther would have to lose. He would have to lose, and I don't want him to get pinned, period, point blank. And John Alba, on behalf of Fightful, asked Triple H about his role in the investigation. Triple H says, I'm going to do exactly what you expect me to do. And then emphasize the amazing week of the Netflix deal, selling out the building and Rock. I choose to focus on the positive, says he wants to keep it to that. Well, he shouldn't keep it to that. What he should do is answer the question more clearly and more concisely. And, you know, if he had no knowledge of it or whatever knowledge he had to had of it, answer it to the ability in which he is legally able to. That's what he should be doing. I've had nothing but positive experiences with Triple H, but in situations like this where there's clearly abuse at hand or alleged abuse at hand, you need to answer it to the ability legally in which you can. Christian Knight says WWE needs to do a better theme songs or have someone new to make them. No song is recognizable. You never know who's coming out outside of a few people. That was very glaring tonight. There's an awful lot that start with, oh, I get confused a lot of times when it's like Bailey or Judgment Day. I'm like, damn it. Or is it? Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah. Cam Hawkins asked what's being done to keep people safe from people in positions of power in WWE. He says, everything is possible. I don't understand the context of that. So I'm going to ask for some more context. If you guys can provide it to Luis, that would be really, really great. Because, I mean, that's an interesting retort to something like that. I also understand DDP asked a question. N. Simmons says, Jordan Grace was a great surprise, and Jade came off as a star a star during that stare-off with Bianca in the crowd. This one was a little bit confusing here. Let me reread this one. Jordan Grace was a great surprise, and Jade came off as a star. That stare down with Bianca, the crowd was so into those two facing off. There you go. Bayley winning was great. A lot of stories coming out of this Royal Rumble. Fatal four-way WWE title match. So this was a welcome change of pace from Roman's previous matches. This was, it was Roman wins. You know Roman's winning. Come on. You got to have a Roman match here at the Rumble, though. So cool. You got AJ coming back, big name, put him in a title match. You've got LA Knight, who has been over for a while, but I don't know if they see him as a champion. Don't know if they see that. So you got to do this match. Randy Orton's back. You got to do this match. Connor says, during the Fatal 4-Way, Cole keeps saying WWE Championship. Are they dropping the Universal? I don't know. I think it's just him saying it and not having, a loud man in his ear. But this pace was so much different. It was less of the overacting type of thing that we see in a lot of Roman Reigns matches, and it was more, let's go to the next thing, let's go to the next thing, let's go to the next thing. I saw one person say, well, there wasn't as much selling. Well, it's a Fatal 4-Way match. Only one person has to necessarily sell at a time, right? LA Knight always does some ambitious, like, athletic stuff. AJ Styles is still capable of all this athletic stuff. This match went a long time because Roman's going to get that time. But also, I wouldn't say, I'm not saying this is like a day off or anything, but more ingredients in there means, less wear and tear on some of those ingredients. And I think that's a good thing. I thought it was good to throw this in the path of Roman Reigns, because it's not really something that we've seen before, and it is a hurdle that he had to overcome with the help of Solo Sikoa that we hadn't yet seen. Pardon me. Got the allergy-induced asthma. So, I love the stacking spot, because Roman Reigns has done that before. It's a callback to his Edge-Daniel Bryan match, of which none of them were are involved in the company. But I love the stacking bodies thing that they did there. That was a cool callback and a cool spot, because we've seen Roman defend against two people, but against three people, what's next for Orton, AJ, and LA Knight? Ooh. AJ, I wonder if he'll keep the partnership with the OC. I wonder if that will remain a thing, because WWE has been sneakily putting together an awful lot of trios with the Pride and the Testament and Imperium and Alpha Academy and LWO and Legado del Fantasma. I would love to see what they could do there. But also, I don't know how this AJ Styles character is motivated necessarily. He's motivated to get in the gym. That's for damn sure. He's jacked. LA Knight, I feel like he needs to find a new motivation now, because he's lost two title matches. Now, granted, he got hosed out of both of them. Randy Orton, that's another path that isn't necessarily clear. There's nothing that really jumps off the page about these guys, because all due respect to them, I don't want to see them face each other after seeing this match. It was fine. It was okay. It was all right. I'll tell you one thing. AJ Styles, Randy Orton looked like they've been on that FitBod.
We've been telling you about the benefits of FitBod.me/PPV for quite a while now, but there's so much more. 150,000 five-star reviews, over 5 million downloads, 400 million workouts logged. A lot of people have tried out FitBod, and now you can too. You can get 25% off at fitbod.me/PPV. All of your subscriptions give you full access to their premium features. You need to stop guessing and start working. They have daily workouts that generate your workout of the day based on your muscle freshness, preferred muscle group, and things that you want to target. There's equipment selection, so maybe one day you have bands, maybe one day you don't. Maybe you have weights one day, maybe the next you don't. Maybe all you have is the ability to do body weight exercises. They help you out by using the equipment that you have available. There's goal and experience settings. There's muscle recovery. You can connect to your Apple Health, your Fitbit, your Strava, all that good stuff at fitbod.me/PPV. Street counters, timed intervals, circuits and supersets, and you can ask a trainer if the video demonstrations and exercise instructions are not good enough for you. Fitbod.me/PPV. That's FITBOD.me/PPV.
Just want to say this as I get more super chats and humper chats about it. Please donate. We greatly appreciate it. Bagarov says credit to John Alba, Brandon Thurston, and Seahawk for asking Triple H about the lawsuit at the scrum. Appreciate the Fightful and the company they keep. Three guys with Fightful bylines, Brandon Thurston representing WrestleNomics, Seahawk representing The Ringer, but John Alba, he does the show with Eric Bischoff. He does the show with Matt Hardy. John Alba has been a legit journalist for a very, very long time. Brandon Thurston has been one of the best for a very, very long time. And Cam Hawkins has a fantastic moral compass as somebody that I know. I'm glad they're, and you know what? Three people that I know to care. Three guys that I know to care about their work and the safety of others. Brandon Thurston asked Triple H if he read the lawsuit, and he responded, as the super chat from Crazy reads, that he did not read the lawsuit. Listen, I know that it's my job to read the lawsuit, but it's also his fucking job to read the lawsuit. Like, I know that my world revolves around wrestling news, and he had a busy week. But there is nothing this week that is of public knowledge that is more important than the stuff that was in that lawsuit. And that includes the major pay-per-view that went on tonight. Everybody in power should have read that lawsuit. He said that he learned about it in real time as everyone else did, but I honestly thought that Triple H would come out and make a statement at the top of the thing. I can tell you how I would have handled it if I was a PR guy. Would have came out and would have made a statement and said, I prefer to talk about other things, and then guess what? John Alba was still going to ask him. Brandon Thurston was still going to ask him. Cam Hawkins was still going to ask him, because they got you ask them. You fucking ask them. Pardon my language. Rock Hard Joel Wood says, do we even know to what extent he can legally talk about it? Legit question. No, I don't. And I'm not going to pretend to be a legal expert. That is not my wheelhouse. That is not something that I excel in. I'm really good at giving you accurate information regarding pro wrestling rumors. I'm not like a big legal guy. That's not my specialty. But there are some times when I've got to step out of the realm of my specialty and cover things that are uncomfortable. It's a job I got. BL says, not sure if this has been brought up. Thoughts on Rousey's tweet about Bruce Pritchard overall week Royal Rumble. Ronda Rousey tweeted today that Bruce Pritchard was basically Vince McMahon's avatar during the entire time that Vince McMahon was gone. Now, this doesn't come as a surprise to most people who subscribe to Fightful Select, because we had reported along the way that when Vince forced his way back in, I want to say over a year ago, he actually didn't interact with the creative team. He didn't have those day-to-day talks with them. There were people in the creative team that said they never heard from him, but it was very clear the influence that he was wielding. And also because of some of the people that weren't on the show. Yeah. So, I don't think she was wrong there. That's what everybody assumed. Kevin Owens versus Logan Paul U.S. title match. I loved the segment they did at the Performance Center. Thought that was really, really good. I want to underscore this every time Logan Paul has a match. Shane Helms is really good at his job. And a lot of people look at Logan Paul and his progression, and they can point directly to a guy like Shane Helms and the knowledge that he possesses, and can draw a line to some of that success. Now, obviously, he is gifted, but Shane Helms deserves his flowers for sure. Kevin Owens, Logan Paul. Kevin Owens is just the perfect opponent for Logan Paul, man, from like a morality standpoint. And Logan Paul, this El Fantasmo looking son of a bitch, looks just like him. And he fits so well. Like, he looks the part. There were just little things that I liked about this match. Like, for example, when Logan Paul did the buckshot lariat, he did it like a little bit different. He curled his arm in just a little bit more. He talked a little bit of trash about Kevin Owens while he was on the top rope, because he was like, Corey Graves, you said that Kevin Owens couldn't get suplexed. Because it's like the Kidman face buster for those of you who grew up on WCW. You don't powerbomb Billy Kidman. He's going to do a face buster to you. Kevin Owens did a super fisherman's buster. I want to see a spot where Kevin Owens drags somebody up and he's like, suplex me. I love that Grayson Waller and Austin Theory got involved in this. And it gets me thinking about them with Logan Paul a little bit more. Talk about a trios division. You want to talk about three guys? That's six, sorry. Three guys that fit together really well. Grayson Waller, Austin Theory, Logan Paul. Three peas in a pod that I think can complement each other in just the right ways. They've got the right type of charisma that plays off of one another. Some fella involved with Logan Paul's team was also involved. But Austin Theory tried to pass Logan Paul a set of brass knuckles. Instead, Kevin Owens gets them. Crack. One, two, and a great camera shot on the ref. Great job from the production team. They get him going, three. You've got brass knuckles in your hand. You are DQ'd. I almost always hate DQs in pay-per-view matches. Well, I should say I used to. Because in the 80s and 90s, they relied on them far too much. Far too much, and then you have to wait another 2 months to see the payoff. You don't see it much anymore. And I thought this added some great heat. Kevin Owens didn't do anything that Logan Paul wouldn't have done or wasn't about to do, but he also just shouldn't have done it. Another spot that I liked in this match was Logan Paul working over the hand of Kevin Owens. He held his hand down and just started to punch his hand, which is not a spot that you see. You just don't see that when going on. Man. Kevin Owens, Logan Paul, they'll be running this back for sure. For sure. Boris says respect to John Alba, Cam, Thurston, and Hausman. Sorry, I'm getting sent. Now people are sending me memes. My God, guys. Well, it's time. Get your super chats. Get your humper chats in. It's time to talk about the Men's Royal Rumble after this break.
I'm not here right now. I'm on the road, and I'll tell you the thing I miss most is helixsleep.com/Fightful. When I do travel, I'm always worried about the night's sleep I'm going to get, but I don't have to worry about that at home. A few years ago, before there was a helixsleep.com/Fightful, I went to Helix Sleep. I was tired of the mattress I was sleeping on, and I got matched up to the right one for me at helixsleep.com. And now we've partnered with them for helixsleep.com/Fightful. You take a quick quiz. You don't have to go into a mattress store. They will match up the right one for you with their 14 unique mattress models. I went from just being able to sleep on my back to also being able to sleep on my side, which goes such a long way in keeping you asleep, making sure that you're rested. and your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. There's a 100-night risk-free trial. So if you don't like it for some reason, you're getting a full refund and they'll come pick it up for you. And now they're offering up to $350 off all mattress orders at helixsleep.com/Fightful and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/Fightful. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
I got people sending Humper chats asking for my UFC predictions. Volkanovski's winning that fight. Call Me Crazy says, here's my prediction. Liv Morgan enters the Elimination Chamber and wins. Becky versus Rhea at Elimination Chamber. Nia interferes, costs Becky the match. Becky versus Nia at WrestleMania. Liv versus Rhea at WrestleMania. I love that there are so many options. There are so many really, really good options right now. You know what's wild? Vince McMahon resigned completely from WWE, and that hasn't necessarily been a topic of conversation. I think everybody's just kind of relieved that it's finally over. I just want to say, I hope you all took mental notes of the people that continued and still continue to praise Vince McMahon on a personal level. James Stallings says, the thing that aggravates me about Triple H's answer and how in the world does he find out about the lawsuit in real time? It doesn't make sense to me. So I can provide you guys a little bit of information. I was around some WWE people Thursday, and I didn't realize it at the time, but I watched them discover what was coming. And they didn't outline that to me, but it was clear pretty soon thereafter, that's what it was. I spoke to several women who were doing rehearsals for the Royal Rumble, and there was a situation where I'd reached out to several of them. They happened to be doing the rehearsals at that time, and I had reached out to dozens of people in WWE, men, women, staff, managers, anybody. But the women were actually doing their rehearsal, and a few of them told me that they found out when they got to their phone, they were taking a break, checking their phone, and they just are bombarded by messages that were like, what's up with this? And many of them weren't on social media because they're doing rehearsals. So they're like, is this legit? So a lot of them were finding out together. A lot of the women's roster found out about this together, which is, that's got to be like harrowing and scary. And to think that the guy that ran that company could be capable of that type of stuff with Lord knows who. Oh man. Joel Wood says, this has been a hell of a week. It feels like that Raw Netflix deal was announced a month ago and it's been less than a week. Guys, I mean, listen, I just want to say this, the Sports Illustrated story that dropped this week was incorrect. And I'm going to say I respect Justin Barrasso an awful lot. But when I get a call from an SI rep and they're like, listen, got worked, brother, story isn't correct. And that's the most normal part of my Thursday. That's one of the most low-key parts of the week. What I'm just telling you, a major outlet whiffing on a huge story like that, it might not even be top 10 this week. It's probably not a top 10 news story that happened this week. Unreal. Men's Royal Rumble, FightfulSelect.com. Corey Brennan, shout out to him. He's been doing great work for us. Reported Jimmy and Jay would be 1 and 2. They were. Great way. They both come out with the lays. Really good stuff with that. You got to do that at Mania. That is such a slam dunk Mania match. That is just so much there. It's not just a thrown together thing. It's something with years, decade plus history, but especially of late. Jimmy was trying to love on everybody that on every single person that attacked Jay, which I thought was great. Andrade, many outlets reported that he was headed out of AEW, but Fightful Select did report that he was targeted for the Royal Rumble. A lot of the people I was talking to, were a little bit surprised that he wasn't debuted before because they thought that WWE would want to make a thing where, you know, they took somebody from AEW in quick fashion, but ultimately Royal Rumble seems like a good idea. We had NXT guys in the Rumble like Carmelo. That was pretty heavy-handed. We did report it on FightfulSelect.com, but it was pretty heavy-handed. I believe PW Insider reported Bron Breakker as well. And Bron Breakker had a phenomenal showing. Bron Breakker killed it. And when he had face-offs in that Royal Rumble, it felt like something. It felt something was there with Bron Breakker. He had four eliminations. Let me see who all he eliminated. Jimmy Uso was a big one. Ivar, Finn Balor, and Omos. Of course, Omos. Oh, boy, Omos. Let me tell you all my Omos story. I love this. Now, trolls will have a field day with this. I interviewed Omos last year, and I just want to say, sincerely, I've known Omos to be nothing but a great guy. But he said, he came up to me today, he goes, I've been waiting a year for this. I've got receipts. He goes, you said my match at WrestleMania was going to be bad. And I was like, me? And I was like, I don't remember back that far. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I can't say that I was probably that excited for it. I felt like I knew the formula of that match. F5, spot through the barricade, et cetera, et cetera. I haven't watched the clip, but Omos has the clip on his phone and uses it for motivation, my friends. So he's scrolling through his phone for like 3 or 4 minutes. We only get 2 minutes for an interview. And I'm like, got to go into the next interview. Can't keep Denise Salcedo waiting. So listen, this guy is so nice that he's like, no, you've got time. But then he goes, sorry, Denise, I'll be with you in a moment. And I'm like, thank God he's not going to find it. He's not going to pull my covers on the air. He won't be able to find it. I was like, deep fake AI. It ain't real. He finds it, but we couldn't hear it, but he still pulls it up and shows my camera. Oh my God. But he's like, what did you think of the match afterwards? And I'm like, well, 5 stars, obviously, as you stand here, it's going to be a 5-star match in my opinion. Brother. But we ended up shaking hands, hashing it out. We talked for actually quite a bit afterwards, too. But I said, you know what? That is just a wrestling opinion. And this is where I want Fightful to differentiate from anything else. And I'm not saying other outlets do this, but never get personal unless they do something personally aberrant or something like that. And I have never known Omos to be a bad guy. So I would never say a bad thing about him personally. And he agreed. He said, you know what? You're right. That is your wrestling opinion. That is right. You have never said anything about me personally. And I said, you know what? I am entitled to say what I want about your wrestling, and you are entitled to not like it. And he and I shook hands. He admitted on the air that I'm a little bit taller than him, and he won't save the clip of me saying that. But he admitted, he looked at me and he said, he looked at me, and this isn't a lie. I would never lie to you guys. He looked at me, and as he looked up at me like this. He goes, you are way taller in person. That's what he said. And I think that's why he shook my hand. I really think that's why Omos shook my hand, is because he saw how tall I was. But I'm glad that we hashed it out. And I was glad to see him in the Rumble as well. Call Me Crazy says, Bron Breakker versus Gunther at Mania. Yeah, so at least internally, what I thought was going to happen was Brock versus Gunther. But because of, I don't think Brock was named in the lawsuit. He was implied in the lawsuit and identified outside of it. I know that he had some sort of plans to be in Tampa or around Tampa that got canceled. So I would like to see something of value added to Gunther. I would like to see something big. I don't know when Sheamus is going to be back. That's always one you could run back, but you've done that an awful lot, right? I think you got to do something special for Gunther. Pat McAfee entered the Rumble. He saw Omos, and who else was in there? Was it Braun? Who the hell was in there? Whoever he looked at, he stepped out and got eliminated. Now, Michael Cole says that he's got the announcer record. Does that just mean people that emerged from the announce table? Because, I mean, Jerry Lawler was an announcer and entered the Royal Rumble and lasted longer in the 90s. By the way, guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. We greatly appreciate if you guys do that. It helps us out a lot. We've got a whole bunch of WWE interviews that are coming your way. We've got some TNA ones as well. Joel Pearl killing it, doing some of those. I got Sam Adonis coming this week, Corey Graves' brother. Oh, you guys are going to love that one. You can tell that he, like, throughout the success in AAA, it's going really well, but I think he's got aspirations to join WWE. That should be pretty interesting. R-Truth, completely forgot about R-Truth. He was in the Women's Rumble, tried to enter the Women's Rumble, and got eliminated by Nia. And one of my favorite spots of the Women's Rumble was Michael Cole saying, "Does Valhalla have the horns? She has the horns. That means she's going to win." Wonderful. Wonderful. Cody Rhodes, number 15. CM Punk, number 27. Joseph Rockford says, "A lot of the top stars are pushing 40 on the men's side. Do you think it's a problem? We have so few young stars across the board in the company." I think that's going to be changing with Carmelo Hayes, Braun Breaker. I think it's going to be changing. Sami Zayn also back. I love that they set up him and Drew McIntyre. It's pretty clear they can go that way for WrestleMania as well. Assuming Drew has re-signed, which I think at this point it would make an awful lot of sense that he had, right? But the final six, CM Punk, Cody Rhodes, Sami Zayn, Gunther, Drew McIntyre, Damian Priest. I saw some people saying, why would Priest even be in here with the Money in the Bank? Man, you want to stack your opportunities. You want to maximize that. He gets down to Punk, Cody, Gunther, and Drew. Then Punk, Cody, Gunther. Then the last two. And Cody Rhodes wins. There's an awful lot to dissect just right here. First off, great to see Sami Zayn back. And I'm glad The Rock wasn't in this. The Rock did not need to face Roman Reigns this year. Tim says, could you see Rock, Roman, and Saudi? They'd pay a lot for it. They've already got the terms of that deal pretty well finalized. Like, it's done. Michael says, The Rock just comes on Raw, makes that comment, nothing, Elimination Chamber, SummerSlam. TBD, man, maybe next year's Mania. Next year's Mania would make an awful lot of sense. J.K. Schwall says, anything on how Punk is feeling coming back through the curtain? Looked like he was grabbing that right elbow triceps and had two refs checking on him in the corner during the match. I noticed that when he was up against the barricade as well, but no word as of yet. And Call Me Crazy says, kind of figured that Punk wasn't winning. I doubt they would reward the guy that has a bad reputation in his previous company. Badmouth WWE for 10 years. Wouldn't be a good look to other stars if he main events Mania after coming back, wait a year, and face Cody. They could do that. They could do that. But I think that he's still main events. Like, personal opinion, since weirdo accounts like to chop up highlights of me saying, I think, and for some reason portray it like it's not my opinion. I think he still does this year with Seth Rollins. I think that's the biggest match for night one. I really do. Now, if it was somebody else, I wouldn't care. Doesn't matter to me. I would like Punk to get his finish, but he looked off tonight. He looked a step behind. Like, even the bumps were like one-legged, like very Greg Valentine 97. I don't know if that's how Valentine bumped in 97. I just know I didn't watch his matches that much when they came on. And that being said, I mean, this is a guy who hasn't really wrestled that much in the last several months. I don't think he's wrestled in a month. But he was taking, you know, those one-legged bumps and all that stuff. And the man is 45. Yeah, he hasn't wrestled since December 30th. And he has had three matches in 5 months. And this was three. This is the third one. So I don't expect him to exactly be super sharp, but I know he's been in there training. And yeah. But Seth on a bad wheel and the Punk we saw tonight, I feel like they would probably go into a WrestleMania main event with something to prove. Because, I mean, Seth's always got something to prove. Seth always performs like somebody's doubting him, and that's, he always has these incredible matches. And somebody always is doubting CM Punk, so it's understandable why he's got that as motivation as well. Cody Rhodes wins. I loved the tease of the finish. I loved how they teased Punk winning with the GTS. I loved the pedigree. That was a very smart idea to do that. But him saying, I didn't wait 10 years to lose to Dusty's kid right before he loses to Dusty's kid. Cody Rhodes has got to finish that goddamn story. WrestleMania. I can tell you one thing. My travel is already booked out Saturday, so I can do shows like this. Don't know. Maybe I should hang around a couple more nights. James Stalling says, I love the Young Bucks and Kenny shout out after. I didn't see that. Luis, can you let me know what the hey that is? Jay Miller says, you don't put Cody on the cover, win back-to-back, have him on Jimmy Fallon for nothing. FightfulSelect.com broke the story he was going to be on Jimmy Fallon. Do you think more TNA collabs are coming? I do. Samantha says, this Rumble was enjoyable. It's really nice to see Naomi and Andrade back. Jade debut, Bayley winning. KO, Logan was a hard-hitting match. Yes, it was. So with Cody winning back-to-back, does this mean that Punk wins Chamber and possibly as a possibility since he just wants to main event? Yeah, I think so. And a thing that's important to note, unless he states it otherwise, I don't think that CM Punk's story was ever winning the main event of WrestleMania. It was being in the main event of WrestleMania. And I think that's an admirable goal. He wants to main event WrestleMania, whether or not he wins or whatever. Oh, Cody kissed his fingertips in the too sweet gesture, then turned it into a finger gun shooting at the Mania sign. I like that. Rock Hard Joel Wood says, I'm on cloud nine now. Cody wins. Kick rocks, Dwayne. I think Dwayne is going to become... God, I just realized that me and Jimmy haven't done the hump since all this stuff happened. This is going to be one of the most insane episodes ever, and I got an award show to do afterwards. I think I'll probably take AEW Dynamite off this week. No disrespect to AEW. I need to sleep. Says, I'm on cloud nine now. Oh, yeah, kick rocks, Dwayne. Do we see the Dusty finish at Mania? We shouldn't. We shouldn't see anything but a clean as a sheet finish with Cody Rhodes beating Roman Reigns for the title at WrestleMania. I feel like doing anything else runs the risk of possibly alienating a hot, loyal audience right now. Parker says that Cody has to beat Roman. Can't take another year of finish the story memes. There you go. Parker Hines says Cody has to beat Roman. I just read that one. My bad. With Cody winning tonight, could you see him or anyone else tying Royal Rumble GOAT Stone Steve Austin three times, or is that something WWE won't break? WWE could and would break that in the right situation, yeah. Yeah, I could see that. You know what? Here's something worth considering. Rhea Ripley right now is 27 years old. Lord willing, we have another 13 to 15 years of Rhea Ripley. Hopefully. So maybe her. Get your super chats. Get your humper chats in. We are talking about the main event, and we've got some more super chats to go. Matt Hennessy says, Rumble was a great show, a win they needed after the Vince allegations. Cody going to finish the story. Glad Bayley won. Awesome that Grace was in the Rumble. I'm with you, buddy. Tamla says, with Cody winning, does that take The Rock out of the Mania picture? Or do you think it could be a triple threat match? To me, making it a triple threat match actually makes it smaller because Cody needs to finish his story. Rock and Roman need to have their one-on-one match. I feel like Cody being involved and Rock being involved and Roman all being involved is a way for them to do the thing without doing the thing, whatever the thing may be. It's a cheap way out. Jordan says, is this the first modern era Rumble where the winner called their shot as soon as they won? Pointing to Roman. Luis says Nakamura in 2018. Jonathan Coronis, this question for you. Where do you think, what brands do you think get Andrade, Jade, and Naomi? I don't know if Jade will be full-time yet, but Raw makes an awful lot of sense. Naomi's probably going to go to whatever brand Jimmy Uso is on. And right now, Andrade could be on either one. If they don't feel like he fits in with the Santos Escobar storyline because he distanced himself during this match, I could see them taking him to Raw because they don't have to have him on the same brand as Charlotte Flair right now because Charlotte's out for a while, unfortunately. Rock Hard Joel Wood says that Ibu said that Big E was training and knocking off the rust. I'm praying. That's who I want to face Gunther at Mania. I would like Gunther night one and then New Day Imperium night two, honestly. Oh boy, Bugs Bunny, how dare you? You're starting with this already. Give me your Rumble predictions, men, women, for 2025. Bianca or Jade to face Rhea at Mania next year, because I think Rhea ends back up with the title, or Rhea to face either Jade or I think it'll be one of those. One of the sirloin beef sons of misses in there. Lone Star says, Sean versus Cody at Mania 41. Cody mentioning, or Love mentioning, if you can't tell, I'm a little tired. Love Cody mentioning the great O'Shawn in the presser. Shout out to Cody. I saw somebody today say, it's a shame how many workers I saw talking to Sean at the bar at WrestleCade. Yeah, I mean, here's a big shot, guys. In order to break as much news as we have, you have to treat people right on a human level and have basic human interactions with people. Crazy concept. Elite Biscuit says, you think Roxy and Tiffany's appearances are indicative of a full-time call-up soon? They're both studs. Roxy's, I think, could be. Tiffany, I think there's still some more to do in NXT. And men's Royal Rumble, I want Gunther to win and main event of WrestleMania. KE775 says, since he got in power, Triple H hasn't booked Becky great. Is he waiting for her to sign a contract? Well, it couldn't have been that because they hadn't approached her for the longest time. And I don't know if they have yet. I want to make that clear. I don't know if they have as of yet. But I think what they were doing was fine. They put her in a feud with Trish Stratus, a legend. Then they had her do the NXT stuff. Then they had her complete her feud with Nia Jax. I don't think it's been that bad at all. It just hasn't been like world title stuff. But on NXT, it was. Joe Coughlin says, love the Rumble. Don't like when people fantasy book themselves into a corner and then go sour on a great show. Listen, we've got a full show based on that on FightfulSelect.com. Best $5 in the business. Sour graps. Just Mask says, thoughts on Cody's answer to Housman? I've only seen it paraphrased. I don't want to judge it. I like Triple H, but his answers disappointed me. Based on the paraphrasing that I saw, me as well. Isaac says, thoughts on the difference between TK's answer and Triple H's answer? I felt like it's ironic WWE fans are defending Triple H's comments and AEW fans are criticizing. I don't want to get into the AEW versus WWE element of this because that's not important in either situation. All of these situations stand alone and should have nothing to do with AEW versus WWE or toxicity associated with either one of them. Rock Hard says, oh, we read that one. Luis! Old Timer says, journalist here, Triple H's answers about Vince were almost as bad as it could be. He had to say it's a legal situation and he's not at liberty to discuss. Only looking at the positive really takes away from the victim. Like this show is more important. Bad PR work. Listen, I'm with you. In dealing with PR every day of my life, I was shocked that that it didn't open with Triple H coming out before anybody and saying, this is an ongoing legal situation in which WWE is involved in, and there are very serious and aberrant allegations. We are unable to comment. But that didn't happen. Instead, I felt it was minimized. Wag says it was really bad by Triple H. You can't even say we don't support that. Come on, man. At least he wasn't wearing a fuzzy hat, I guess. Right? PR is working overtime for AEW and WWE. The fuzzy hat thing and the glasses and this. You would think he would have been prepared for this. I'm sure they talked to him. I'm sure they did. I tried to mute that cough. I'm sorry, guys. We are about to wrap up. We have our last Humper Chat. We'll ask Luis to check those Humper Chats one more time. It says, with Punk eliminating Drew, I don't see anything else for him besides a small angle before EC. What's your odds now that he leaves when his contract is up? Thanks for all you do and the Fightful fam. I had been told that last year he was operating on the assumption that last year could be his last WrestleMania. He went and had a banger. I think he's re-signed based on the direction of his booking. It just makes sense that like it might be him and Sammy at Mania. Vicky says, SRS, thank you for your team and for integrity. Well, we try, and I do want to say I am very proud. John Alba contacted us last week before this story broke, and he's like, hey, I'd love to do a feature or some coverage for Fightful for the Rumble, and I said, hell yeah, I'm flying home Saturday. And then this happened, and John didn't miss a beat, and John says, I know exactly what I'm asking, and that's what I'm asking about, and that's what I'm spending my questions on. Vicky, I hope that I see you in Greensboro, my friend. I know that that's a big show for you. I know you're a big Sting fan. I'm a huge Sting fan. I'm going to nag AEW to try to get a Sting interview, which I've never gotten. But that's where I'll be next. Actually, no, that's not true. I will be 3 miles from my house in a couple of weeks for WWE Raw in Lexington. I hope I see some of you there or around that day. Maybe we'll hang out, stuff like that. I'll be dropping off Fightful Awards to numerous WWE wrestlers, and that's a good plug for Fightful's awards on Wednesday, January 31st. If you join one thing of ours, please join that. These are very, very important to me, and I want to say, again, reader-nominated, reader-voted. If you don't like it, cast your vote. Vote or die. But I'm always so happy with the parity between many companies. Not just one, not just two, not just three, and not just four. Fightful Awards, myself and Denise, 6 p.m. Eastern. So excited. Lone Star says, thank you for being you. And Patrick says, what's the best usage of $5 for wrestling fans? It's FightfulSelect.com. And I understand a whole bunch of you might say, I would never pay for wrestling news. Why would I pay for wrestling news? Because honestly, we do really, really good at it. Our hit rate is, not dare I say, it is the highest of any wrestling outlet that has ever existed in the history of time, period. Period. Do not listen to media illiterate people who, I don't know, aren't happy with themselves. Our hit rate is incredible. We do really great work there. We have more exclusive news than anywhere on a more accurate level. And in addition to that, you got Q&A shows. You've got The Weekender, you've got Sour Graps, you've got Grapsity, Ask Grapsity over there. It's a great time, and I'm very proud of our community over there. I built Fightful Select on, if somebody's an asshole, I don't want their $5. And as a result, we've cultivated a smarter, safer, more wonderful community over there that I'm very proud of. Isaac wraps us up and says, Ibu tweeted, Triple H handled the situation worse than Cody. Are tweets like that further tribalistic ideologies instead of focusing on their victims?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Listen, we don't need to sit here and break down somebody's tweets. I mean, Abu is a friend of mine. I know Abu is a very opinionated guy, and to say that he wouldn't care about the victims in that situation would not be accurate. Joseph Molina says, I pay $54 a year. The best. Yeah, we have a deal at FIFA Select where you can get a couple months free if you just pay $54 a year ahead. Scott says, thanks for everything you do at Fightful. Well, thank you so much. Isaac meant to say Tony instead of Cody. Luis. Well, there you go. I am exhausted, guys. But we're right back at it. We got a bunch of interviews coming your way. I'm real excited about it. Fightful. FightfulSelect.com. If you're new to YouTube.com/Fightful, follow us on all platforms. Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, audio platforms all over the place. Leave us a nice review. I would love if we got some more 5-star reviews on Apple. But in addition to that, we are here on YouTube almost every night. Monday Raw, Tuesday NXT, Wednesday AEW, Thursday ROH and Impact, Friday SmackDown, Saturday Collision. And then we got weekly shows all throughout the week. Thank you guys so much. Scott says, thank you for everything you do at Fightful. I want to thank our moderator, Luis. I want to thank John Alba for doing some great coverage there. I also want to send a special thank you to Denise Salcedo, who helped me out as I had to get to my plane today and got some content for me. Greatly appreciate it. Until next time, guys, we're out.